Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Characters: Goldilocks, Mother Bear, Father Bear, and Baby Bear. The narrator: Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived in a little house in the wood. Father Bear was very tall, with a loud voice. Mother Bear was medium-sized, with a medium-sized voice. And Baby Bear was very small, with a little voice. One winter's morning, Mother Bear was in the kitchen cooking breakfast when Father Bear entered the room.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, thanks. What are you doing?
I'm making breakfast.
It smells good.
Where's Baby Bear?
He's sleeping.
Oh, it's late. Why don't you go and wake him up?
All right.
Father Bear entered the room.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Good morning, Dad. What's the time?
It's 8:45. Time to get up.
What's the date today?
It's Thursday, the 7th of February, 2015.
What's the weather like?
It's snowing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Go to the bathroom, wash your face and brush your teeth.
All right, Dad. 5 minutes later, Baby Bear went into the kitchen. Hello, Mum. What's for breakfast? There's porridge to eat and orange juice to drink. That sounds delicious.
Let's sit down and eat.
Pass me a spoon and glass, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ouch, be careful, the porridge is too hot.
Why don't we go for a walk in the wood until it cools down?
That's a good idea.
So the bear family went for a walk in the woods. Brrr, it's cold. Let's run to get warm.
Yes, let's see who gets to that tree first. On your marks, get ready, get set, go!
I'm first and you're second.
That's not fair. You're bigger than I am. Your legs are longer and you can run faster.
It doesn't matter. Let's make a snowman.
Here's a carrot for his nose, 2 stones for his eyes, and 2 sticks to make his arms. Thanks, Mum. While they were making the snowman, a little girl with long blonde curly hair saw the house in the wood. What a beautiful little house. Oh, I'm tired. I wonder if anyone is inside. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. There's nobody at home. Goldilocks opened the door and went in. What a lovely kitchen. I'm hungry. Oh, look, porridge. I love porridge. Ouch! The porridge in the big bowl is too hot. Yuck! The porridge in the medium bowl is too cold. The porridge in the little bowl tastes delicious. When Goldilocks had finished eating, she went into the living room.
Oh, I'm full up. I must sit down.
Ouch! The big chair is too hard. Yuck! The medium chair is too soft. The little chair is just right. Oops! Oh no, I fell down because I'm too heavy and the chair is broken. Goldilocks went into the bedroom because she was very tired. The medium bed is too long. The big bed is longer. It's the longest. The little bed is short enough for me. I'm going to sleep now. The bear family returned to their house to eat breakfast. Father Bear was surprised.
That's strange. The door is open.
Mother Bear was angry. Someone has tasted our porridge. Father Bear was sad.
Someone has broken Baby Bear's chair.
Baby Bear was scared. Someone is sleeping in my bed and she has long, blonde, curly hair.
Mother Bear woke her up.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Goldilocks.
How old are you?
I'm 7.
Where are you from?
I'm from Fairyland.
Where do you live?
I live in a castle with my grandmother.
Why are you sleeping in Baby Bear's bed?
Because I'm lost and tired.
I'm thirsty. Let's have a drink. Do you like orange juice?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
What are your hobbies?
I like playing, reading, and walking in the woods.
Hurry up, Goldilocks. It's time to go home. Your grandfather is here.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Goodbye, Goldilocks.
And they all lived happily ever after.